Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, as the announcer said, on RadioMD.com, where the call letters mean to stay well. And the goal of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, is for you to take charge of your health and to let you know how much control you have and how easy small changes make a huge difference. So, for example, staying at one of those sponsor hotels, even hotels with great wellness activities. When you're in Las Vegas, stay at the MGM Grand at the Stay Well part of that hotel. And again, you get some of these great opportunities to make a difference in your quality of life and your health. Our sponsor also on snack foods, wonderful set of snack foods that help you stay healthy. In the first hour, what we talked about, the main thing we talked about, or one of the main things we talked about, was recovery from cancer care. And that is, after cancer, don't just say, I've made it through the surgery or radiation therapy or chemotherapy, now I'm free. You can do major changes with lifestyle that increase your odds tremendously of not having a recurrence. And that's what we were talking about with Dr. Mehta. The book is After Cancer Care that we covered. Gerald Lemole, L-E-M-O-L-E, is the first author. This is a book everyone should get. After Cancer Care, 20 million people are living post-cancer care, has great recipes in it, but also talks about the three key things you should do, everyone should do after cancer care. There are actually three key things that everyone should do before cancer care. Plant-based diet, getting one of each of the four food groups each meal, having low sugars. Two is stress management. Three is what physical activity to do, and the importance, especially, of resistance exercise. I'm having trouble for some reason connecting on my udocs@gmail.com. So if you're sending me questions, I apologize. Call 844-305-7800. I know we had a lot of questions in that first hour. Maybe the computer just couldn't handle more of that this hour. But it says I'm having trouble connecting. So that may just be what's happening with weather in the Cleveland area, although it looks beautiful outside. So awareness of memory problems, we also said, is another one of those things that you should be aware of and do something about. So the Cleveland Clinic is starting a post-breast cancer, post-prostate cancer, post-colon cancer set of shared medical appointments at our Lindhurst campus, as well as a brain wellness program. I gave you the wrong number in the first hour. It's 216-448-HEAL, H-E-A-L, or 4325, 216-448-HEAL, if you're in the Cleveland area, and or even if you aren't, want to take advantage of it. We have people from all over the country came to listen to Dr. Esselstyn, and his wife talk about plant-based diet and preventing and reversing heart disease on Friday. And that's somewhat similar for cancer, and it's actually somewhat similar for diabetes. It's the same diet. So it's plant-based, eat nothing with a face or a mother, no added oils, no simple sugars, and no dairy products. So how tough is it? Not very tough at all. You'll get to love leafy green vegetables. It's one of the great things that all of us can love, and that, in fact, Dr. Esselstyn loves, and I see him eat regularly. So this is not anything other than what he would do himself. So please do enjoy those as well. The way to get in touch with us, again, 844-305-7800. This hour, at 17 after the hour, 18 after, my favorite segment, Dr. Gary Ginsberg with What's Toxic, What's Not. The subjects for today are the following: the Texas air pollution and what it does to your kids' school grades and what you can do about it. A Pacific blob is seething with marine toxins. What's that means about the fish you eat and what it means for you. we'll finally get to an important story that we've been delaying for several weeks because of Gary and my disconnections. That is, eating organic is really important during pregnancy. And in fact, eating healthy before pregnancy and during pregnancy, especially before and early, decreases congenital heart defects. And what we should do about synthetic marijuana, because not only are adults dying from it, but teens are dying from it. The kids are getting obese faster in the United States than in Canada. And what we can learn from that, we'll talk about, as well as this story, which is my favorite story of the week, which is bottles everywhere. How do you control the bottles and the water? So what we know about from this story is that, in fact, now Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and all of the cola drinks together are about 39 gallons a year. Let me make sure I'm giving that correctly. The data is we're getting 39 gallons of water a day from, I'm going to give you the exact data. So we're getting 39.9 gallons of soda. That's fallen since 2000 from 53 gallons. So about this is amazing, about a 30% decrease in the amount of soda each one of us is having. On the other hand, water, that is the bottled water, not water you drink from the tap. And by the way, it's just as good from the tap, from what I understand. And we'll ask Gary about that as well. But the water from the tap has doubled from around 17 gallons per person. That is not from the tap, from bottled water, from 17 gallons to 34 gallons. The prediction is that in 2017, bottled water will outsell soda in 2017. It makes Nestle, which water brands include Pure Life and Poland Spring, will sell more water than Dr. Pepper Snapple will sell soda last year. By the way, Coca-Cola, which has Dasani, and PepsiCo, which has Aquafina, have a fifth of the bottled water market, so don't feel too bad for them, except for the fact that water is less profitable. Soda is now $4.05 a gallon, whereas water is $1.23 a gallon. Water's price is going down, whereas soda's is going up. And it is. Keys is, in fact, having more water. In the other study that was a key study this week is, you heard the announcer allude to it, if you have a pint of water before each meal, over a six-month period, these people lost 3 kilos, 6 pounds more than if they didn't have. This is a randomized controlled study where they gave people either water or didn't give them water and before the meal. And if they had a pint, they ended up losing, and I want to get the exact correct data, but I think it was bringing 16 ounces a day lost to about actually, this is people who drank 16 ounces before every meal lost 9 pounds more over the course of the 6 months. So that's a really important data point that we'll all understand. So water, why does it do it? Well, maybe it fills you up. Maybe it's just because you realize and take more attention to it. But 16 ounces of water half an hour before your meal is great to lose weight over the 6 months. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and with my favorite guest, Gary Ginsberg, to talk about those great stories. We talk about what to do about fish, what to do about water in tap water versus others. We'll be right back.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And this is my favorite part of the show, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com. He's the director, I believe you're the director of environmental health for the state of Connecticut. Correct me on your title, Gary.
Well, Mike, let's just say that I work in Connecticut. I don't really talk about my official daytime duty on the air, but I do teach at UConn, and I teach at the at Yale, and I wrote a book, What's Toxic, What's Not, and have the website, and happy to talk with you. And as a matter of fact, I was just on the Dr. Oz show talking about an illicit, not an illicit, but a street drug that's different from what I want to talk about with you right now, and that's the synthetic marijuana story.
Well, let's talk about, I was going to do that last, but I may hold you over today because we don't get to all of them. So let's talk about synthetic marijuana. What is synthetic marijuana? Why is it different than grown marijuana?
Yeah, well, you know, you've heard of Breaking Bad. This is Breaking Horrible because this street drug doesn't just stimulate you or so you could stay up and study like speed would. Or, you know, give you that kind of a high. This gives you a psychotropic, hallucinogenic type experience, which some young people are, adventurous young people are looking for. And unfortunately, it's unpredictable. The doses are very uncontrolled. These chemicals, one batch versus another, may be a little different and hit receptors in the brain differently. And, every year, there are hundreds of deaths from synthetic marijuana and thousands of people going to emergency rooms. And when these people overdose and, you know, the police are called, they may not be like narcotized and falling asleep. This is not the kind of drug where you just want to have munchies and go to sleep. You become combative when you're in overdose. You may have serious battles with people who are trying to calm you down with the police. So these are like acid trips that have gone real bad. So it's called K2. It's called synthetic marijuana. It actually gives marijuana a bad name because, you know, grown pot or marijuana is not nearly as strong and unpredictable as these crazy synthetic marijuana rides are. So big warning to the listening audience, if you've got teenagers or someone who's adventurous in your family that might be susceptible to street drugs, this is definitely a no-go, breaking horrible zone that could end up with death or with serious brush-ups with the law.
Now do they make these in a chemistry lab, or do they grow these? Are these genetically modified plants? Okay. What is the story here?
Yeah, it's typically herbs that might be fairly innocuous that then are sprayed and laced with synthetic chemicals that may come from a college chemistry lab, may come from some other underground laboratory, given the chemical names like LU-1612. The chemical ingredients vary from batch to batch. So no, these are chemicals sprayed on plant material that gets smoked.
Let's talk about, I want to get to water too, which you didn't covered today, but we've had so many questions on and so many stories about water. But let's talk about Texas air pollution and school grades. What's a mom to do?
Yeah, well, ideally, don't send your kid to a school that's near a highway or don't live near busy traffic, because this study out of El Paso of about 2,000 kids found that they did more poorly in school if the air pollution at their house was on the high side, things like nitrogen oxide and particulate matter, typical traffic-related pollution. And so now we don't know exactly why. These were fourth and fifth graders, by the way. And so we don't know exactly why that correlation would be, but a good guess is that your respiratory health, in terms of number of infections you have, amount of asthma you have, goes up the closer you live to and the higher the pollution levels are near roadways. And, of course, being ill leads to lost school days. So kids can fall behind just because of that, as well as possibly brain development may be stunted if, for example, these kids in utero, the moms had high levels of air pollution when they were trying to grow that baby inside of them. We know that blood flow through the placenta can be impaired by high levels of pollution. So roadway pollution leads to lower GPAs in school students. Makes sense. We never really, that light bulb never went on for us before, but, you know, school, systematically, we shouldn't be building high housing or schools near busy roads. And we definitely need better pollution controls on our cars. The more electric we go with our cars, the better our roadways will be in terms of air pollution.
Isn't that interesting? So even in this young grade, and it may be because they're sick more, or it may be because the pollution just inhibits them from learning and causes inflammation in the tiny brains or in the developing brains. What about marine toxins? And do we have to? You said the specific blob is full of them. What does that mean to our fish supply? What does it mean to how we get fish?
Okay, well, shellfish, there are a number of shellfish beds now that have been shut down by what is being called the marine blob. So this is a warm water current that is unusually large, unusually warm, stretching from Alaska to Northern California. It's not any place where people go swimming, so you don't have to worry. The swimmers in Southern California don't have to worry about this. But what has been a problem is shutting down the shellfish bed. People are losing their livelihood. So the marketplace has been preserved because clams and oysters and other shellfish are not being harvested from the blob area. But the concern is domoic acid. So this is a neurotoxin that comes from these marine algae, which can go right up the food chain and into the shellfish and other species that feed up the shellfish. So they have to be tested. But it's a marine neurotoxin that can cause amnesia and brain damage. So this is something, you know, if you're at a restaurant or you bring home some shellfish, especially from the Pacific Northwest, that you think is giving you funny symptoms, I'd go straight away to a doctor.
Now, so shellfish, those include shrimp and oysters. What about salmon, and what about ocean trout? Should we be getting only Norwegian salmon? Is that got contaminants?
No. These species are not known to be contaminated by domoic acid. They're not feeding off of these shellfish populations, number one. The shellfish beds, I don't want to create alarm in the marketplace, because the shellfish beds, which are known to be contaminated by this neurotoxin, have been shut down and FDA is testing. So, this is a really interesting environmental global warming, El Nino type of environmental news story that has a toxic twist to it. But fortunately, as of right now, it is not contaminating the marketplace, but it is affecting people's livelihood because they can't fish where they used to fish from, and the markets are being affected, and may cause the price of some things to go up.
Let's talk when we come back. Can I hold you over for a little bit?
You know, Mike, I got to drive my daughter to the airport, so this is not the right time. But next week,
we'll do it another day. We'll talk about eating organic during pregnancy. I've been trying to get to that story, and also the difference between bottled water and tap water. We have a lot of questions on that. So have fun with your daughter today. Next week we will have a live show. Hopefully you'll be able to be here, Gary, as well. And when you are, we'll talk about water and organic foods during pregnancy.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Thank you. And hope you come right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We've got a great rest of the program scheduled for you. I'm going to tell you a lot of my thoughts on the best stories of the week and answer some of your questions, too. Stay tuned.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover even hotels.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is so great.
Much fun. Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Want to start feeling lighter and more energized? Begin a 14-day detox and cleansing program with Ultimate Detox and Cleanse from Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Toxins build up in our system, and sometimes our body needs help supporting the natural cleansing process. The healthy nutrients in Ultimate Detox and Cleanse provide nutritional support for colon cleansing, blood detoxing, liver cleansing, and fat metabolizing, all in a comprehensive 14-day program. Juicing can be time-consuming and expensive. Easy on you and your wallet, Ultimate Detox and Cleanse could be just what your body needs. Every product from Michael's Naturopathic Programs is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So try Ultimate Detox and Cleanse today. Michael's Naturopathic Programs, the tried and truthful brand of nutritional supplements, is available from leading health food stores, all major online retailers, and online at michaelshealth.com. Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Feel better on the inside. Look better on the outside.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth About Women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. Patty asks, give some tips from your book, You. This is your do-over. By the way, we have a new book out that's a re-edition of You Staying Young. You Staying Young, the Owner's Manual for Looking Good and Feeling Great. So that is out this week, and this is your do-over. And so, Patty, I'm going to give a couple of tips at the beginning and a couple of tips at the end of this half hour. Consider, tip one is the one that's most important, is consider a friend with benefits. And no, they don't have to be your significant other. In this case, I'm talking about the buddy who's going to keep you accountable and support you in your do-over goals. This could be your Uncle Jimmy, your bosom buddy since the third grade, your significant other, a friend you met online. Find them at sharecare.com/buddymatchup. Doesn't matter how you know them. What matters is your buddy's willingness to be your rock, your champion, your partner. In other words, you want someone who's positive and fun, not afraid to criticize you or be critical or smack you down. Who's driving down a two-way street, it should go without saying, but you don't want to be the one doing all the talking. Using these criteria, go ahead and pick a buddy. as well as a backup buddy. Then contact your first choice and tell her your plans, your goals, and that you'd like to have a partnership in which you're checking in with each other, even if it's just minimally every day. Tell your buddy all the reasons why she is special to you and why you think she's the one who can help you. And that's the real age tip of the day, having a buddy who can help you stay on the right path to getting healthy makes your real age more than 4 years older. 4 years younger. Sorry, I read that wrong. It's 4 years younger. The second do-over tip, we'll give two at the start and two at the end, is start breathing. Yes, you can manage your response to any stressful event. Just breathe deeply from your nose and exhale. Breathe out through your mouth. Practice by putting your index foot and finger on your belly button and sensing it move away from your body as you breathe in through your nose and breathe and concentrate on that finger 35 breaths, about 5 minutes. Deep breathing is so important because it transports nitric oxide, a very potent lung and blood vessel dilator, from your nasal passages to your lungs. The deep breaths act as a mini meditation and from a longevity standpoint are an important stress reliever. And having a stress reliever that you can call on whenever you're stressed makes your real age more than 8 years younger. Twice a day for 5 minutes, you should practice deep breathing anytime. So we'll get two more of these great tips. Do-over tip one. Find a buddy and enroll your buddy. What do I call it? Consider a friend with benefits. And the second one is start breathing deeply, regularly. When we come back, we'll get tips three and four. Not when we come back, because I'm not going anyplace right now. We're going to continue to talk about some of the top medical news of the week. I'll pull it up right here, because there is such important news, one of which is a wonderful story. School lunches are becoming healthier. That is, the humble school lunch, that staple of most American child's diet, has become healthier. No more mystery meat most places. That's right. Nearly 80% of schools offered two or more vegetables per meal in 2014. The data showed up from 62% in 2000. Two or more fruits were offered in 78% of schools, up from 68% in 2000 again. Obesity has decreased among our youngest children, not our oldest. And in fact, we're still at an overall obesity rate from ages 3 to 18 of 17%. And guess what? We're getting more obese than the kids in Canada. In Canada, they've gone from 5 to 13% obesity over the last 10 years. We've gone from 5 to 17%. So, healthy school lunches are becoming healthier. That's good news. And let's go and talk about another important study on food. This is one of, if you will, healthier diet is linked to reduced heart disease, congenital heart defects. Women who follow a healthy diet before and during pregnancy have a 40% reduction in a baby having a congenital heart defect, according to a large study in the Archives of Disease and Childhood. Mothers who scored in the top 25% of dietary quality had significantly lower risk of having an infant born with a heart defect compared to those who scored in the bottom 25%. How much better? It was about a 40% reduction. The findings support the need for women to eat a healthful diet even before they receive, since birth defects occur very early during pregnancy. And another story on food. Nuts are great for you. What's the best nut? That's right. You want to eat about 6 ounces of nuts a week for ideal eating pattern. And the best nuts, actually, we had that in an earlier story about eating nuts or legumes at every meal, as well as eating a fruit at every meal, as well as eating at least one vegetable at every meal, as well as eating what was the fourth thing? A whole grain at every meal. That's what they considered ideal, but it turns out that you want to eat an ounce of nuts if possible, and the best nuts, of course, are walnuts because they're the ones with the most omega-3, at least they're best in my judgment. And the other story of this week that was so interesting was that eating organic, and we didn't get Gary Ginsberg to tell it, but not only should you eat a healthful diet, but especially of the dirty dozen, that is of the dozen foods that are worse for you during pregnancy. Obviously, you're trying to save money. It's the time, mom and dads, if you want to do something for your children during pregnancy, one of the best things you can do for your child during pregnancy is buy them organic fruits and vegetables. Those organic fruits and vegetables, I'm going to get a list of the dirty dozen for you from the Environmental Working Group, EWG.com. I think that's their email. So we'll see if we can get it for you. But environmentalworkinggroup.com, and let's see if we can get that, or if I have to go another way on my internet server to get it. We'll come back with that when I get it. So for some reason, my computer didn't like that. So we'll just put in Google and Dirty Dozen Foods, and let's see what we get there. Let's go to, let's try and get the, Google. Well, when I come back, we'll get the Google search on the Dirty Dozen, and we'll tell you about that. And when we come back, we also have two more of the great tips on this is your do-over. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Again, I want to remind you, next week we're going to have Gary Ginsberg on a little longer, and he's going to talk about the differences between tap water and bottled water, and whether you should get a Brita filter or whether you can have it better. Is it better to have it from tap rather than, in fact, bottled water? There is a thought that maybe it's better to have it from your tap water. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. On Radio MD, we want you to stay well and take control of your health. We'll be right back.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can: colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I promised you a list of the Dirty Dozen. So the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. Apples top the list and have every year 2015. So those are ones you want to get organically as much as possible. It is really tough to get to the, you'd think finding the Dirty Dozen would be easy on the website for EWG.com, but it's not. They make it tough. So it is not easy to get this. Maybe I'm just searching wrong. Dirty Dozen. Let's do it again. I've been searching for the total time since we've gone, and so I've got to find out the Dirty Dozen. So the Dirty Dozen, so that's a press release. Let's see if I can find the Dirty Dozen cancer prevention. They've got the, let's, you know, you'd think it would be really easy to find it, but it's not easy to find it. So apples do top the list. I know peaches are on there. You'd think they would have just the list come up right as you got to the EWG, but it's not. I'm going to have to find it on someone else's website. We'll give it to you. I know that peaches are there. I know that sweet bell peppers, imported nectarines, cucumbers, potatoes, cherry tomatoes, and hot peppers. Geez, there are a lot of things that I eat, as well as strawberries, grapes, and celery. Man, I eat all of those. So those are on the list. So I apologize for having so much difficulty. I'll give you the list next week. As we talk to Gary Ginsberg, we'll talk immediately about the list, as well as we'll talk about this is the one time you should, in fact, get organic foods for your kids. I promised you that we would go over a couple more of the tips on if you will, from This Is Your Do-Over. So one of my favorites is Do-Over Tip 3, invest in your health with a pedometer. The piece of technology essential to your do-over is a pedometer. I suggest buying two. In case you lose one, there's no excuse not to track your steps. My favorite is the Omron. They're easy to set up and easy to use. I also like devices like the Garmin, which track a lot of data. Why don't I use the Fitbit? Well, I've lost 9 of them. They're too easy to lose for me, at least. So I've gone away from Fitbit. I stopped supporting the company. 9. Imagine 9. They sold 45 million. Maybe 5 million people are using them if everyone's like me and losing a bunch. For starters, it's just a simple, accurate count of steps is all you need to get to 10,000 steps a day. The next tip is invest in your health with quality shoes. If you're going to walk 10,000 steps a day, you need a pair of shoes that provide you support you need. Walking in ratty old shoes with no support is asking for an injury. Ask a pro to help you find a shoe that's comfortable and fits your foot and gait well. Shop in the late afternoon after you've been on your feet for a good part of the day. Your feet swell then, and that's when you want to have your shoes fitted. You may go through shoes faster. I need a new pair every 3 months. I think my son just sent me a pair of new shoes through Amazon. I don't know. I got them in the mail, so I assume it was from my son. But the expenses on the front end of prevention of new shoes and of getting shoes that are really good for you are much easier to manage than the expenses on the back end of treatment. Now, we'll go through another, I'll go through one more tip, but not right now, closer to the end. And in the meantime, I want to tell you a little bit about what we did in the first hour. One of the keys in the first hour was a study that showed that you lose your sense of loss of memory and of cognitive function 2 to 3 years before you get dementia. That means that if you're thinking that you're losing your memory, you can get it evaluated. It's in the ACA PPA, in the Healthcare Act. There is a payment that all of us get to our physicians to evaluate our memory. And it's not just good enough to go there and say, hey, how do you think my memory is? And he or she say, well, let's see if you can remember these two words. You should do a formal memory evaluation if you think you're doing it. And then there are now programs for brain wellness. We have one at the Cleveland Clinic. You can call 216-448-HEAL, H-E-A-L. But the other program that's really wonderful, remember, stress management is number one, physical activity number two, food choice is number three. The fourth thing is brain games. And AARP, the American, whatever it is, the Association of Retired People, I don't know what their full name stands for. It's probably American Association of Retired People, AARP. But whatever that stands for, has a $16 a year membership, which many of us over the age of 50 have. But they also have a Staying Smart membership. And for $5 extra a year, going from 15 to 21, you get $100 worth of Brain HQ games. It's a wonderful set. Brain HQ is a wonderful set of games, excuse me, to learn about. Now, tip number 5. Now that you own a pedometer, count your steps, 10,000 of them every day. I want you to master this one concept. It's all about blood flow. Every one of your body's organs, tissues, and systems needs blood delivered to it. That's how everything in your body functions, because blood carries oxygen as well as the blood body's primary energy source, sugar. Now, you don't want to boost your sugar too much. Just normal. Your body will provide it. It breaks down everything else into sugar. No blood, no function. No function, obviously, that's not good. So how do you prevent or reverse limited blood flow? It's the same do-over deed that will nourish your pancreas, your brain, your waistline alike. Simple. Walk those 10,000 steps a day. So once you've got a pedometer, count your steps and get 10,000 steps a day. I know Muriel, who just emailed me and said she likes the do-over tips. She gets 10,000 steps every day, and I do too. Now, I'd expect you to be curious about the reason why 10,000 is the magic number. 10,000 is the sweet spot. 10,000 is the sweet spot for getting maximal health benefits for minimal work. In fact, 10,000 steps a day breaks down insulin resistance much better than 8,000 does. And walking 12,000 doesn't help much more than 10K. Yeah, you may get more fit, but your health doesn't get it better in the long term. 10K a day is really the sweet spot where people lose weight, gain control of diabetes, and have the possibility of even reversing it. And that's the real age tip of the week. That is, doing 10,000 steps a day makes you 4.3 years younger. It's as important as having a buddy, but a buddy will help you do that 10,000 steps a day. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great show, wonderful guest lined up for you next week, as well as you and your questions. Stay well and take charge of your health.
Being your best means nothing slows you down. Whether it's a hard day of chores around the house, that weekend marathon, or smashing through a workout, one thing remains the same. Recovery must occur before you can be your best. Michael's Recovery Zyme supports the body's natural inflammatory response, resulting in greater muscle recovery. Recovery Zymes is the missing link you need to be your best. Recovery Zymes formulation of systemic enzymes and herbs, coupled with an advanced enteric coating, allows Recovery Zymes to work where needed, the muscles and tissues. Our team at Michael's also uses these formulations, so we price our products to be cost-effective because we believe that excellent health should be affordable. Recovery Zymes is the highest potency and most affordable muscle recovery formulation in the market. Elite athletes and weekend warriors all agree. Systemic enzymes are the missing link. Michael's Recovery Zymes provides them so you can move forward and achieve your goals. You provide the passion, we'll provide the support.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.